96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
It is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
On a chilly fall weekend, we hope that you are enjoying the warmth and comfort of your home on this weekend, or you're out busying about getting ready for the next holiday that is upon us. Whether you're planning a project, doing a project, or stuck in the middle of a project, that's where we come in, because we're here to get you unstuck, get you moving, and give you some help getting those jobs done.
And if you're like me and you're getting your tree, give me a call because I can help you out. We're going to find good ones this weekend. I know it. Got to be the first.
You're in the zone of tree, right?
Oh, my gosh. This is the tree weekend.
So I have a question for you. How many boxes of decorations does the Segretti household have for a single tree?
I'm going to say two good-sized holiday bins. One is for sure all ornaments, and the other is like a couple of ornaments, all the lights, the tree skirt. But they're good-sized bins. I'm not going to say that they're gigantic, but they're not small either.
I was going to say like five, but okay.
Oh, there's like five holiday decorating bins because, you know, I decorate the
right
entire house.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's two that are dedicated just to the tree. But wait, if I ever get a new house, there's going to be more than one tree, so.
Oh, of course. You got to have one like in every room, right? Or at least every main room.
Yeah.
Well, listen, whether you are stuck and you're decorating like Leslie, well, I shouldn't say stuck, whether you're enjoying the decorating like Leslie, I enjoy getting decorating done because I'm kind of like, I just want to like blink and it be finished. So we sort of like power through it and get it done so we can get all those boxes away. But whatever stage of home improvement or decor you're in, we are here to help you with projects that you might need some advice on. Help yourself first by reaching out to us. A couple of ways to get in touch. You can post your questions at moneypit.com or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is one of those projects that is among the most basic of DIY jobs. But it's also one which a lot of homeowners do themselves and get wrong. And that can happen if you don't take just three very simple steps before you prop the lid of that can open. We're going to share those tips just ahead in today's smart spending tip.
And are you looking for a simple way to cut your heating and cooling costs? Well, installing and using a smart programmable thermostat can cut your heating costs by around 10%. We're going to tell you how in just a bit.
And if you're thinking of updating your bedroom with a new mattress or furniture, we'll have some tips on how to make sure your purchase results in a much better night's sleep.
Plus, we're giving away a new product from DAP that'll end the hassles of stripped screws. It's called DAP Tank Bond Liquid Grip, and it retails for $6.98, but DAP is also throwing in a $50 gift card to Lowe's.
If you want to win it, pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement questions. We will draw one listener out of the Money Pit hard hat. So those that call, those that post are all eligible to win. That number is 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Maui, which I wish we were really heading out to Maui, not just talking to Maria on the phone.
Oh, Leslie, you're missing out. You're missing out.
I know it. I'm so jealous.
I have a shower at a house in California, and it was leaking into the subflooring.
Okay.
And we couldn't figure it out, but I remember my mom saying that she had a problem, and it was pouring through there like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Okay.
So I had a friend of mine who's a plumber come in, and he checked the pan to see if there was any water leaking through there, if that was the problem. And he said, it appears that it needs to be grouted with DAP around the periphery of the shower floor where the shower wall meets the floor. And I'm wondering, what's the best product to use for that? And do you know that that's even a solution? But that's basically all I know right now.
Okay. Well, let me try to help you get to the bottom of it. So first of all, he's talking about a caulk. DAP is a caulk manufacturer, and that may or may not be the problem. But I will say that that by itself is probably not what's causing this if you have any significant amount of water. But first, here's how you eliminate whether it's the tile pan, the shower pan or not. What you do is you run the shower and you block the drain. Like if you have one of those like rubber jar openers or something like that, or even a washcloth would be okay for this. You lay it across the drain. And then you fill that shower pan up with water. So that means you're going to put about 3 or 4 inches of the water in there. Don't let it overflow, but fill it up. Turn the water off,
okay,
and then let it sit. Now, while you're doing this, you need to be able to check around it or under it right away, because if the pan has failed, it will tell you quickly when you do this test. I used to do this all the time in the years I spent as a professional home inspector, and after the first time getting caught letting the water come through the ceiling for a bit too long, I learned that as soon as I do this, to immediately run downstairs and look underneath to make sure nothing's coming out right away. But this will tell you because you're basically flooding the whole pan. Now, if that's okay, there is something to be said for the possibility that you could have gaps in the grout where the tile meets the pan, but it's not exactly the floor because the pan goes up a few inches. And if you notice that you have places in that grout where it's missing, the first thing you should do is re-grout those areas. And then the seam at the bottom between the tile and the top of the pan, that's where you would caulk it. And I would recommend you use a silicone product for that. What gets tricky, and sometimes you don't realize why this is happening, is that when you step into the shower, you could run the shower and it's fine, and we say the pan's fine. But when you step into the shower, and now the water hits your body and starts bouncing against the walls, many times that's when the leak happens. Right? Because now the walls are really getting wet. Before, it was pretty much heading right for the pan. So that's the process that you should follow, and I'm sure you will get to the bottom of it. And if it turns out that the shower pan is bad, that's the bigger project because that has to be totally taken out. At that point, it's not a matter of just caulking it. You have to take the shower pan out, so you pretty much have to reno that area of the house.
That means we'd have to, like, retile and everything, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a job.
Oh, right.
It's common, you know, when the pans get to be 20, 25 years old, they're going to fail. If that ends up being the case, take a look at the systems that are made by Schluter, which is S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R. They make a modular system where you can basically replace or rebuild the shower in sections. And I tell you, you put this stuff down, you're never going to have to worry about a leak again.
Right, because what I was getting from the impression that I was getting from the plumber was, you know, it's not a fix it and forever thing. It's just that periodically you are going to have to every 5, 6, 7 years recall and seal that area.
Yeah, if it turns out that that is the cause, then I agree with him. You are going to have to redo it from time to time. But if the pan is failed, that you're going to have to hop on because it's going to get worse before it gets better. It will continue to let a little water get underneath it and rot away any subfloor. Is this over? Is this on the second floor or over a crawl space? What's underneath this?
It's over a crawl space.
Yeah. So you need to maybe set yourself up so that you can, with a strong flashlight, like look into that crawl space right at that shower area and see if you get any drippage when you're doing the shower pan test, because that's going to answer it right there real quick.
Beautiful. Fantastic.
Okay.
Well, you guys are the best. You know, I listen to you driving to work and back, so I really enjoy it. Now that I'm an inherited homeowner.
Well, we're glad we're able to help you out.
Mai Tai's on me when you guys come to Maui.
All right, deal.
Oh, we can't wait.
We're in.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is a project that's among the most basic of DIY projects, which is why it's one most homeowners are happy to tackle themselves.
But it's also a project that can go terribly wrong if you don't take just 3 steps before you start. We're going to share those tips in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
You live in a money pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast and Radio Show with tips on new products for fall home improvements.
Avoid the hassles of stripped screws with Tankbond Liquid Grip from DAP. When screws start to strip, adding just a single drop to the screw head delivers 7 times more grip instantly.
LL Flooring's Duravana Hybrid Resilient is a new category of flooring that's waterproof, durable, and extremely scratch and dent resistant. Plus, it's eco-friendly, looks like real hardwood, and is an easy DIY project to install.
Get your outdoor spaces ready for winter with battery-powered tools from Green Machine. The 16-inch chainsaw features a high-efficiency brushless motor, up to 45 minutes of runtime, and an auto-tensioning knob for optimal chain performance.
Upgrade your home heating system before winter with energy-efficient HVAC systems from LG. New LG Red technology delivers remarkable energy efficiency and comfort in even the coldest climates.
For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Well, if you've ever tried to drive a screw, like into a door, or into a piece of wood, a piece of hardware, but only to have it strip, well, we've got a great new product giveaway today from DAP that stops that forever. It's called Tank Bond Liquid Grip. And one drop instantly adds up to 7 times more grip and stops your tool bit or your screwdriver from slipping out and stripping a screw. Now, it works for both driving and removing screws, and it works on any size fastener. So whether you're putting the screw in or taking it out, this works. And think about it. If there are some screws on items that usually get loose, like I'm thinking kitchen drawer pulls or hardware, doors, recreational equipment, swings, lawn and power tools, if they get loose all the time, this will actually help you get them in firmly. It cleans up easily from tools. When the work is done, simply wipe it away with a paper towel. Now, we've got one package of the DAP Tank Bond Liquid Grip, which retails for $6.98 to give away. But DAP is also throwing in a $50 Lowe's gift card. If you'd like to win it, call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We are drawing one name in the Money Pit hard hat for those that call or post their questions at moneypit.com.
Heading out to Nebraska, where Dennis has a question about decking. What's going on?
Yeah, hi. We built a house about a little over 3 years ago out in the country, and the front deck is wood railings and wood posts that go two stories, actually, and a staircase that goes to the deck down below. Well, it's all exposed to the south and west, so it gets weathered quite a bit, and it was treated with, I think, a kind of a light walnut stain and everything, but it's weathered quite a bit over the last couple of years. And I was just wondering if what your recommendation would be to some kind of treatment to not only stain it and preserve it, but seal it maybe, and so that it didn't weather so bad.
Well, you know, you've got to make sure that you get whatever's on there already off. So you want to get to a good surface so that it's ready to accept whatever you're going to put on, whether it's a solid stain or a semi-transparent. So you can do that with a, you know, a chemical stripper. You can do that with a pressure washer set super gently. But whatever you do, once you get that off, you have to let everything dry out very, 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 very well. And then once you've done that, depending on what you're going to apply, there could be a primer that goes on first. It really depends on the product, but you're best to go with a semi-transparent or a solid stain, because a solid stain is actually going to put much more pigment, much more color, and it will permeate into the actual grain of the wood so that that color can actually sit there longer, help cure that wood longer, really keep it just in a better state so that it will endure the weather conditions more. And if it's applied right, you know, the better you apply it, the more correct you follow the directions, the longer it will last. So it's definitely sort of a process to make sure that it stays and that it lasts and you can enjoy it for a lot longer than you would.
Dennis, your options for applying are to do it by hand or to do it with a sprayer. And given the structure, the size of the structure that you've described, I would definitely recommend that you purchase or rent a sprayer. I mean, frankly, you can probably purchase one for less than it costs to rent one of these things these days. You know, if you look at something like one of the Wagner Control Pro models, they're not that expensive. And this way you can get into every nook and cranny, both above and below, when you're applying this stain. Now, you don't have to put anything else but the stain on, because the preservative and UV protection are built in. So in terms of the product, you're just going to need a couple of coats of the stain. And again, I think solid color, given the age of the deck, is probably going to give you the longest service.
Okay. So just a stain and no sealer or anything like that, or any other coating?
Nope. The stain is designed, it's an exterior stain, so it's designed to seal and coat and protect.
So you just kind of have to figure on doing it every few years then? Is that correct?
If it's done right, you should get 5 to 7 years out of that, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, that's generally what the manufacturers say. But that's all based on how you apply it.
My friend did his deck and a gazebo. Now, he chose to paint his because he just wanted to do that. But he chose to paint it. But he did it with one of those inexpensive sprayers. And he was thrilled. I think he got it at Harbor Freight. It was well under $100. In fact, he said, yeah, it kind of clogged up at the end. But I knew I was kind of done with it, so I just threw it out. It's like, okay, well, whatever works for you. But, I mean, the guy did a big deck and a gazebo with multiple coats. He probably was done with it, and he was done with it for a few years, and he didn't want to store it. He didn't feel like cleaning it.
Yeah. You know, I have a sprayer, and I'm not sure which would be easier. The posts run all the way two stories on the porch, and they're actually 6x8s.
You'll find that when you start spraying it, depending on the spray tip, it's a lot easier to use the sprayer. If you got a clean, flat surface like that, that goes a long way. I mean, you could roll that, but especially when you get to the joists and the decking and the railing, there's just so many nooks and crannies. You'll be there forever trying to do it with a brush. Just watch the wind. You know, if it's a windy day, it kind of works against you. But if you got a nice day, it should be a really easy project.
It's always windy in Nebraska.
The least windy, I guess, Dennis. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks a lot.
Well, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting or even staining wood surfaces is super important to keep your siding and trim in good shape. But while painting is a task that's among the most basic of DIY projects, it's also one where a simple mistake can lead to big heartache.
Absolutely. And the key comes down to preparation. Weathered surfaces need to be clean. Any of that loose paint that you've got, it's got to be removed before you even think about opening that can of paint. If not, that new paint simply won't stick. You can't put good paint over bad paint, and your efforts will be totally wasted.
Yeah, now next, it's always smart to apply a coat of primer first. Now, primer is formulated differently than paint that's meant to be the finished coat. It's got better adhesion, so it's going to stick to those old surfaces and then prevent that new paint from peeling.
And for the best finish look, be sure to choose the right kind of paintbrush. Natural bristle brushes are best for applying oil-based paints, but for latex, synthetic bristle brushes deliver the best results and help maintain the value of your home.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Now we've got Kathy on the line who's got a question about painting appliances. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I have an old house with white pine floors, and my current refrigerator, which is probably somewhere between 34 and 36 years old, is that lovely harvest gold. You probably remember that color.
Yep.
So when I say harvest gold, you know I'm going back a lot of years. So I need a refrigerator. I mean, the one I have has been dying a slow death. So I can't get a colored refrigerator. They just don't make them. So I wanted to have it painted, and I was going to get a white refrigerator, and I found an auto body shop that would do it for me. But I just wanted to know, I call the company that – I call Whirlpool because that's the company I'm going to buy the refrigerator from, and they don't recommend painting a refrigerator. So I just wanted to know what your opinion was about painting a refrigerator.
So if we got this right, you're saying that you're going to buy a new refrigerator, but you're going to paint it in a lovely 1970s harvest gold?
Yeah.
You can get sticky vinyls printed at a variety of places. You can do it online. I bet, Staples or Kinko's or something near you might also print on a sticky vinyl. And you can color match that refrigerator to a Pantone color, which is something that they'd be able to pull right up into the computer and get that exact match. And then you can have it printed on a sticky vinyl, almost like adhesive paper, and you could go right on top of that. And you can get it in a matte finish paper. You can get it in a glossy finish paper. I mean, there's a variety of places online that do it. Just make sure that you get it wide enough so that you're doing it in one full width across the face of the fridge and to carry around to the sides. And truly, all you need is a steady hand and a squeegee, and it's better than painting it. And if you get tired of the harvest gold in the future, you can just peel it away.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I hadn't even thought of Staples.
Well, there you go. All right, Kathy. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. And I got to say, Leslie, it's the first time we've ever had a caller who wanted to keep a 40-year-old paint color.
Oh, for sure. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is brought to you by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, are you looking for a simple way to cut your heating and cooling costs? Well, installing and using a smart programmable thermostat might cut your heating costs by 10%. We're going to tell you how after this.
You live in a body pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Perks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. PCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Perks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
The Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce presents the 27th Annual Country Christmas Family Celebration, Friday, December 3rd, from 8 to 5 p.m. Come enjoy food and spirited drinks, vendors and shopping, local entertainment, crafts, games and photo ops with Santa for the kids, and sleigh bed races, and win a $1,000 grand prize in the gingerbread contest. Yes, it's all happening on Friday, December 3rd, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Holiday Market Village in Palo Cedro. See you there.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy the Money Pit, we think you're going to enjoy our podcast, too. Now, you can find the podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. And you can join us for new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. All right, now we've got Dave on the line. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I'm considering putting a vinyl floor in my below-grade
basement.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out if I need to, A, put down a vapor barrier, and B, if I need to make it glue down or floating floor.
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, there are a lot of great options for basement floors these days beyond just vinyl tile. You know, you have a lot in the engineered vinyl plank area. You have laminate floors that can work down there and even engineered hardwood. So you have a lot of options. What I would recommend is a product called DriCore, D-R-I-C-O-R-E. So DriCore is a subfloor that goes down in the basement, and the DriCore panels are about 2 feet square. They're tongue and groove, and they lock together. And in the bottom of the DriCore panel, it looks like OSB, like oriented strand board from the top, but the bottom of it is like a rubber base that's sort of diamond plated, and it almost has like little feet that create an air barrier between the concrete surface and the underside of the DriCore. This helps avoid moisture buildup because anything that comes up off of the floor is going to wick away. And then you can basically put the vinyl down right on top of the DriCore, or you could put engineered plank or whatever else you want to use. But take a look at DriCore. It's available at home centers across the country. We did some work with them not too long ago, and I tell you, I was really impressed with the product. I was really glad to learn about it. I don't think I would do a basement floor any other way moving forward.
Okay, well, thank you then. I'll take a look into that.
All right, Dave, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, heating and cooling your home accounts for a third of your annual energy expenses. Now, a simple way to cut those costs is by installing and using a smart programmable thermostat.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of energy efficiency upgrades are expensive and complicated, but this one is not. It's a simple project. Plus, programmable thermostats can lower your heating bill by about 10%. The key is to make sure it gets set and used correctly. The main benefit to any type of programmable thermostat is that it gives you the ability to keep the heat or the AC where you want it and when you're home and awake, and it lets you easily lower that heat when you're away or when you're asleep.
Now, simple thermostats might have just one or two settings, but more sophisticated ones that really aren't all that expensive, guys. Those are going to allow you to set all sorts of scenarios, like a weekend or a weekday or a vacation mode or a whatever kind of mode, but you'll be able to figure it out and program it that way. Now, there's also high-tech options out there as well, like smart thermostats that are Wi-Fi enabled, and then can figure out your normal routine and then adjust the temperature for when you're home versus when you're away. It kind of gets a sense of your patterns in and out of the house and adjusts those temperatures accordingly so you're not heating a space when you're not in it.
Absolutely. I love my Nest thermostat because I use it just like that. Sometimes when I'm about to be home, I will go in and actually turn it up so that it's warm when I get in the house. And I've done the same thing in the summer by making it cooler and comfortable, you know, if I'm 15 or 20 minutes away. This way you're not waiting for that cycle to change.
Kathy in California, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
In our rental, we have a big wall of brick where the fireplace is, and it's a dark corner. And I was wondering if we would be able to paint that brick without a whole lot of trouble to brighten it up in that corner.
You can paint it, but you better be sure it's what you want to do, right, Leslie?
Yeah. I mean, painting brick is... It's kind of irreversible. Once you put the paint on, because the brick is so porous, it's just going to get sucked into like every little interior nook and cranny of that brick. So should you ever decide that you would like it to be brick again, it's a lot of stripping and sandblasting. It's a big to-do. So you want to make sure that that's something you really want to do. I mean, if it's like just the ugliest brick ever, I get it.
Well, it's the only way to lighten up that area that I can think of.
It's like a corner?
It's like a corner of the living room, but it's one wall of the living room. It's the whole wall right up next to the sliding glass door. So all the way over to the sliding glass door is all brick from floor to ceiling.
Have you thought about putting mirrors, like an assorted group of mirrors, or adding a different light fixture? I mean, there are ways that you can brighten the space with decoration.
I hadn't thought of the mirrors. That might be a good idea.
I mean, if you do like a cute cluster, almost like a little gallery grouping of different size and shape mirrors and mixing metals and, you know, doing something really purposeful and fun and creating a moment, like, that's a great way to do it.
There's no electrical in the ceiling.
You don't need electrical in the ceiling. There are plenty of pendant lamps that plug into an outlet that you can use a swag. Is that what it's called? Swag?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Swag?
Yeah,
fire?
I think so.
You can do something like that, and there are really great ways to do that. So you plug in a light fixture, and then suddenly you have a beautiful, like, mini chandelier or something. There are so many. If you look online for decorative light fixture with a plug-in, like with a plug, you'll find so many.
Okay.
And then make sure you can get one of those things that looks like a scrunchie that you wrap over the electrical cord itself so it hides just the wiring. And, I mean, it's really easy to do.
All right. I'll think on those lines. That's easier than painting.
There's even sconces that are plug-in. So you can create, like, a whole little gallery thing with mirrors and plug-in sconces and really brighten up that space.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this kickoff into holiday weekend? Yeah, I know we just ate turkey and all, but this is the big weekend, you guys. So what are you working on? How can we help you? Can I teach you how to tuck a ribbon into a Christmas tree? Because I'm pretty darn good at that. Well, whatever it is, we're here to help.
You're the only one that has a line item in your resume on how to tuck a Christmas ribbon into a Christmas tree.
It's not as easy as it looks.
It's quite an accomplishment.
There's an art to it. It's not for everybody, but boy, do I love doing that. Well, whatever it is you're working on, guys, we are here to help, whether it's a home improvement project or a decor question. Reach out. It's 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com. Coming up, if you're thinking of updating your bedroom with a new mattress or some new furniture, we're going to have tips to make sure your purchase results in a better night's sleep coming up next.
Live in a Money Pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit.
Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you've got a home improvement question, we've got answers. Reach out to us by posting your question at MoneyPit.com or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you've ever tried to drive a screw in only to have it strip, we have got a great new product to give away today from DAP that stops that forever. It's called Tank Bond Liquid Grip.
Yeah, now what's so great about this is one drop is instantly going to add 7 times more grip, and it's going to stop your tool or your bit from slipping out and then stripping a screw, which, you know, it can happen very quickly. So it's going to work whether you're driving a screw or removing the screw and pretty much on any size fastener. One little drop is going to clean up very, very easily with a paper towel, and it's great for those heavily used screws, like in areas like door hardware, kitchen cabinets, and kitchen drawer fronts. Sporting equipment, the kids' playground stuff. I mean, all of those places where you're constantly tightening and retightening and retightening eventually will lead to a stripped screw. So let's stop it before it happens with the DAP Tank Bond Liquid Grip, going out to one lucky caller this hour. Now, it retails for $6.98, but get this, DAP is also throwing in a $50 gift card from Lowe's.
Going out to one listener drawn at random, make that you. Post your questions at MoneyPit.com or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Mike and George is on the line with a question about flooring. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, Leslie, well, I'll tell you what, I got a problem. We had to pull up some carpet in the floorway. It's kind of L-shaped. Well, the old hound dog's kind of old, and it kind of urinated right there in one spot. Short of pulling up the floor and then replacing all that, what can we do?
So do you want to refinish the floor, and are we talking about hardwood floors here, Mike?
Well, it's got a blonde finish, more or less. Translucent.
Well, I mean, I think if you're going to refinish the floors and you sand those floors, you'll be able to get through that surface staining and you won't have too much residual. I mean, we're way past talking about how to clean it, but what happens is you get acid in there from the pets and that can change the color. But it's been my experience that a traditional floor sanding will cut through that without too much difficulty. So if you're thinking about refinishing the floors, what I generally recommend is, even if you want to do some of this yourself, is to have a professional do the sanding, because unless you use a floor sander as part of your day-to-day job, it's kind of a hard tool to handle. I mean, I grew up with tools my entire life. I wouldn't do my own floor sanding. I'd hire a pro for it, so I didn't ruin my floors. If you sneeze while you're using that, you know, you'll dig out of it. And then you could put two or three coats of good quality polyurethane on top of that. But I think a sanding will make that go away.
All right. Well, I appreciate your advice, sir. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you're thinking of updating your bedroom, a new mattress is a pretty darn good place to start, because we spend a third of our lives in bed, so the right mattress, definitely a must. An old saggy mattress doesn't provide the support that we need for healthy sleep, and that can leave you achy and sore in the morning. Now, a mattress generally lasts about 5 to 7 years, which I think is surprisingly short for most people. They don't realize that it has to be replaced after that, because it kind of creeps up on you. But man, when you do replace it, you notice the difference right away.
Now, if you're due for a replacement, we've got some smart shopping suggestions here. First of all, you need to know the different comfort levels that are available. So you can choose from firm, plush, and pillow top mattresses. Now, firm, that's self-explanatory. Plush is going to offer support, but it allows more pressure points to sink into the mattress. And pillow top is going to be the softest option of all of them. Now, you may also see salesy labeling such as ultra firm and super plush, but don't pay attention to the hype. There's really no regulation for these subcategories, so it's kind of tough to determine what they really mean.
Also, be aware that the stuff that makes up a mattress can impact your comfort and well-being. If you have allergies, if you're sensitive to molds, things like that, shop for mattresses that are constructed from all natural hypoallergenic materials like organic cotton or synthetic-free latex fills and naturally flame-resistant wool casings. All good choices if you're sensitive to allergies.
Now I've got Michelle on the line. What can we do for you today?
I have this huge flower bed right by my house, and it's about as big as a one-car garage. Anyway, I know that it's to be sloped away from the house, but I was wondering, if I have a raised flower bed, how far that raised flower bed should be from the house
That's a great question. Sometimes people put it right against the house, Michelle, and then it's great for the flowers, but it also holds all this water against your foundation, and it can cause flooding in lower levels, or crawl spaces and basements, or it can even damage your foundation. So the flower bed is fine, but you need to make sure, you essentially need to build it on a hill, in the sense that what you want to do is establish the grade that slopes away from the house first, and then once that grade is established, then you could plant flowers or shrubs or, you know, whatever else you want to do. What you don't want to do is kind of have like an edging around the outside of the bed, so that a lot of times you see that people will use like railroad ties or like scalloped bricks or block or something like that, and think of it as a trough that they build around their house, and that's what happens. It holds water. So just don't impede drainage, good flow of water away from the exterior wall, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Michelle. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today. Well, winter is rough on a lot of things, but especially your driveway. But is repair a DIY project? We're going to share some tips when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of Rivercom Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For details.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. We are here to help you create your best home ever. So if you have a project in mind you'd like to get done, please reach out to us. We're here to help.
Ray writes in, now he says we have an asphalt driveway that's long and narrow. It's got a few deep cracks and it needs resealing. Is this something I can do myself or do I have to hire a contractor? And what's the best way if I can do it myself?
I think he can do it himself. I mean, look, Ray, the key is this. If the driveway is not, like, settled, like, indicating it has a bad base, that's the one thing you can't do anything about. But if we're just talking about some cracks and resealing, definitely a do-it-yourself project. There are products out there today that are super easy to use. Many of them are even latex-based. Of course, you would start by cleaning the driveway and then by filling those cracks. And I would suggest that you try to give it, you know, at least a couple of days for the crack filler to settle in there and dry real well before you put the asphalt sealer on that. And then when you seal it, Leslie, I like to always buy one of those long squeegees. I know I'm going to throw the damn thing away when I'm done, but it's so worth it because otherwise you end up ruining a broom or something, right?
No, I mean, those squeegees are exactly what the right tool for the job, and because they're so affordable, they really are a disposable tool because it's just messy.
Yeah, and then put a couple of traffic cones or a couple of chairs or whatever you have in front of your driveway just to remind you and any visitors to stay off it for a few days. And once you do that, you'll be in good shape because this is the time of year when the weather is rough, especially if it starts to snow in your part of the country and you're dripping like road salt chemicals on the driveway, it makes it even worse. So good time for you to fix it up and have it protected for the whole winter. And then it'll look great come spring.
All right, now we've got Mary who writes, my house is over 100 years old, and I'm tackling the room that used to be a porch that was converted to a four-season room. We're going to remove the plywood flooring, and we've found a lot of rots in the floor joists and the sills, as well as in some of the walls. What is the best way to tackle the rot?
You know, this is what happens when people try to take an area that's an outside area, like a porch or a deck, and convert it into living space, because the construction is much different when you're intending to kind of close it in and really make it living space. You have a continuous foundation, generally speaking, so that there's no open area underneath for air and moisture and cold to get in. You're going to have proper insulation in the walls. You're going to have it tied into the roof, so there's no possible way that there's going to be any leakage that happens there. Because I hear this kind of question over and over again, and it's generally because they didn't do a good job closing it in to begin with, and maybe in some cases shouldn't have done it at all. You know, I remember when I was doing home inspections, Leslie, sometimes I'd see patio slabs that I know were converted into like four-season rooms. And the way I would prove it is I used to have like a long 12-inch screwdriver, which is sort of my termite checker.
Right.
And what I would do is I would stick it in the ground at the edge of the patio on a 45-degree angle pointing underneath. And sure enough, there's no foundation, which means that room was as mobile as you could think. It'd just be going up and down with the expansion and contraction of that soil. So that's what you're up against. I think you really need to evaluate the structure and determine if you can save it. If you just try to just fix the rot, it's going to happen all over again.
All right, Mary, good luck with that because we want to get you in that room and make that space fantastic for you and make sure it stays attached to the house for as long as possible.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thank you so much for spending a little part of your day with us. We hope that you've picked up a tip or two that helps you improve your Money Pit. If you've got questions, remember you can reach us at 888-MONEY-PIT or by posting your questions at moneypit.com, and we will get back to you the next time we produce the program. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a Money Pit.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Another holiday crush expected this year. The Postal Service says it's ready.
Last year's holiday season was far from the most wonderful time of the year for the U.S. Postal Service.
We weren't prepared for that. This year, we know what to expect.
Stephen Daugherty, spokesman for the USPS, says they're hiring 40,000 workers and have extra mail facilities and sorting machines now.
There's no time for us like Christmas, the holidays. It's our season. We've done it now for 245 years. We're ready for this year.
UPS and FedEx also say they're hiring workers. Overall, nearly 3.4 billion parcels are expected to crisscross the country this holiday season, according to ShipMatrix. I'm Julie Walker.
A shooting in a Tennessee apartment last night left three people dead, four others wounded. A suspect was among those killed. Authorities say six members of a family were shot in Nashville. The 29-year-old man was among two suspects who entered the residence with guns after knocking on the front door. Police say robbery among the motives being considered. The world racing to contain the new coronavirus variant called Omicron. And immunology professor Danny Altman of Imperial College London says Omicron is more worrying than the Delta variant.
In some ways, if you look at the straight molecular biology of the mutations, it looks potentially quite a lot scarier even than Delta. And don't forget, I certainly thought of Delta, as peak variant, and probably it couldn't get much worse than that. This looks potentially worse. On the other hand, there's no reporting from South Africa yet that cases are more severe.
And while most countries have already instituted travel bans, President Biden waiting till Monday after 10 flights from the region are scheduled to arrive in the U.S. over the weekend. You can always check out the latest breaking news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Britain's first winter storm has hit parts of northern England, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. At least two people are dead.
Storm Arwen has battered parts of the United Kingdom with gusts of nearly 100 miles per hour. The extreme weather conditions caused road closures, train delays, power cuts, and high waves. In northwestern England, a man died after a tree fell on him, and in Northern Ireland, a man was killed when his car was hit by a falling tree. Though the worst of the storm appears to have passed, many have been warned against travelling as heavy snow and high winds continue. Karen Chamas, London.
Skirmishes erupted Saturday in Serbia between police and anti-government demonstrators who block roads and bridges in the Balkan country in protest against new laws they say favor interests of foreign investors, devastating the country's environment. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Appellate arguments over a lawsuit challenging South Carolina's pro-life law have been pushed into the new year.
Oral arguments in the case had originally been planned for next month, but the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has rescheduled them for the last week in January. Planned Parenthood is suing South Carolina over the measure, which was signed into law by Republican Governor Henry McMaster earlier this year and requires doctors to perform ultrasounds to check for a fetal heartbeat. If the unborn baby's heartbeat is detected, the abortion can only be performed if the pregnancy was caused by rape or incest or if the mother's life is in danger. The Fourth Circuit Court had originally planned to hear the case the week of December 6th. Patrick Frost reporting.
Jim Harbaugh got the win he wanted, perhaps as desperately as any coach in sports. Hassan Haskins matched the school record with 5 rushing touchdowns, and number 6 Michigan finally beat number 2 Ohio State 42-27 to give Harbaugh his first win as a coach against the Buckeyes. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit. And Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you create your best home ever. You guys getting ready for the holidays? Are you hanging up some fun decor? Are you thinking about maybe tackling a painting project, maybe sprucing up the inside before the cold weather really hits? Are you planning a project for next year when the weather warms up, thinking ahead to the spring days? Whatever's on your to-do list, you get the chance to swing it over to ours when you reach out to us with those questions. Now, you can post your question at moneypit.com, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, because we are here to help. If you're stuck, we will get you unstuck, so reach out. Coming up on today's show, breathing fresh, clean air inside of your home is more important today than ever, but you don't have to throw open the windows to let chilly air in to get it. We're going to share some ways to make sure the air inside your home is as clean as possible in today's smart spending tip.
And with all the holiday meals that are happening now, have you noticed that when you run your dishwasher that maybe the dishes are coming out dirtier than when they went in? Well, we're going to share some tips for keeping your dishwasher working properly and end once and for all the often debated family question, should I pre-rinse my dishes before putting them in the dishwasher?
And speaking of appliances, one appliance that you may own, you'll probably never want to be without again, that's your garbage disposer. But during the holidays, disposers get jammed more often than any other time of the year. And by the way, plumbers charge double time when that happens. So if it happens to you, though, you don't have to pay a costly plumber. We will teach you a very super easy way to get it back in action quick.
But first, do you love your home, but sometimes you feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing your money into for all those home improvements and repairs and everything else that comes up? Well, we get it, so let us give you a hand to make sure that all that money you spent is to make it look nice and keep it working in your favor for ages to come, because it's your house, and we want to help you keep it great.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com. Leslie, let's get started. Lots of folks out there in the holiday spirit today, probably doing some decorating and planning some projects for the weeks ahead. So who's first?
Russell in Rhode Island is on the line, and he's having some trouble finding the correct hardware for doors and drawers. What is going on?
Drawer knobs and hardware that we're looking to replace.
So we're looking for kitchen cabinets?
Yes, yeah.
Are you trying to match something, or you want all brand new?
We would be replacing everything.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty straightforward project. Are these cabinets pretty old?
No. It's a 3-inch center on the hardware, and we've been around to a couple of different places and not really liking what we see.
There are a lot of great cabinet hardware websites online where you could find just an incredible variety of products out there. You can pretty much find whatever you want. So, you know, you could start with the basics like Home Depot, but then, you know, you have a lot of specialty shops. There's a website called knobsforless.com. There's one called My Knobs.
All right.
A site called Signature Hardware. And, you know, you can see lots of photos and you can see the measurements, the center by center measurements on these handles.
Yeah,
that's the trick. You want to make sure you match it, because otherwise you're going to be trying to cover up holes and repair things.
Right. Yeah. Yep, exactly.
And check the depth of the screws to make sure that they're going to be thick enough for your doors.
Right.
It really shouldn't be difficult. It's true there are fairly limited, styles and designs when you go to the home centers because they have to sell to the mass market. But there's a lot of really stepped up hardware out there online these days.
All right, cool. Excellent.
Even Restoration Hardware, too, I think, has a good
Restoration
selection.
Hardware has beautiful pieces.
Oh, yeah. I've forgotten about them.
I also really love Anthropologie. Like, if you're looking, which is a women's clothing store, but if you're looking for something that's, like, a little quirky and maybe has an interesting feel to it, I always check them out, too.
Anthropologie, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's with an IE at the end.
Yep, okay. Excellent. All right, well, thank you, folks, and love the show.
Well, thank you. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're going to chat with Diana in Arkansas, who's got a super old house that's acting a little strangely. What's going on?
My husband says that there is a main beam underneath this house that is broken. And it is allowing it to settle in my kitchen. My refrigerator has taken a definite list, and it's not too far from that beam. How would we go about raising this house or whatever and replacing that beam?
Okay, so if you have a broken beam, the way that that type of repair is generally done is, first of all, if the beam is just cracked and we want to kind of reinforce it so it doesn't settle or move, what will often happen is a contractor will put a new beam next to it and bolt it to the old beam. That's called a sister beam. And in that way, you're not really replacing it as much as you're just kind of beefing it up. And that's a smarter way to do that because, frankly, there's no wind by just taking it out. Now, if the house is settled, you may or may not want to do anything to try to raise those beams. Generally, we recommend you don't raise a floor because everything's connected to it, the walls and the pipes and the plumbing and the electrical wire. So you kind of leave it in place. But reinforcing that beam in place is the best way to attack that. And that's not a terribly complicated job, but you can't just have anybody do it. You need to have a contractor that really knows what they're doing, because you're going to want to get those beams on both sides. You're going to want to make sure that if there's any seams in there, that they have to be over a piling, for example, where there's support. And then you have to have bolts that go all the way through from the new beam into the old beam and back to the new beam on the other side, and then sort of bolted together. And then that's going to make a really strong repair and reinforcement. Do you know why the beam cracked in the first place?
I have no idea. The house was originally just a four-room house, and then it has been built on and built on and built on. And so I have no idea. Supposedly,
might have skipped the structural step there. Well, I think that by reinforcing that beam is the right way to do it. So thanks so much for calling us. Good luck with that project. And if you have any more questions, let us know.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, does stuffy, stale indoor air have you wondering how healthy every breath is? We're going to share the best way to filter out household contaminants like dust and allergens and bacteria and even mold in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next.
You live in a bunny pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we know that taking care of a home can be a combination of love and pride and, let's be honest, heart-stopping fear. But if you join the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you money, and spare you from those snafus.
You can catch the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast.
Glenn, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was calling to find out. I was looking to purchase used a propane heat stove for the house to replace my wood stove. And my question is, I live in town in a home now that has natural gas. And I'm wondering if a propane stove could work in a natural gas environment.
Not unless it has a new burner put into it, because the burners are different for propane and for natural gas, Glenn. So you can't just use one in place of the other. You have to have a different burner, because the orifice, the size of the holes where the gas comes out, is different.
Oh, okay. Now, I know I've had experience in taking something that's natural gas and converting it. I would recommend it. You would make it smaller.
Same idea, yeah. And you have to, you know, have the right parts to do that.
Okay, so it sounds like probably more than a project and probably more expensive than I would want to tackle.
Probably, yeah. You might be just want to pick up a new stove. By the time you get the parts for it, you'll probably be halfway there, and this way you'll be starting clean. Okay?
Well, thank you for letting me know that, and I really appreciate your help. I enjoy listening to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Glenn. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Lisa in Michigan's on the line with a window question. What's going on at your Money Pit?
So what I wanted to do is I wanted to put shutters on the house, but I'm not sure which color or which style.
Okay.
But the only way to fasten the shutters is to drill into the siding.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't really want to do that because if it doesn't work out, then I have holes in my siding.
Got holes in your siding, yeah. That's a good question. Got to get creative on this. Well, let me ask you this. If you put the shutters up, are they all going to be about the same size?
Yes.
Well, then I don't think it really matters because you could make sure that the drill pattern is the same no matter what style a shutter you put up.
But I may find out that shutters don't work at all.
Now, Lisa, do you have any friends who are good at Photoshop?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I just didn't know if there were any fasteners that locked into the
siding. You know, there are types of fasteners that are designed to snap into vinyl siding without causing damage, and they're often used by electricians or cable TV installers, and they're actually called siding clips. And basically they're designed to kind of hold a wire and then clip under the siding so you don't have to actually pierce the siding. You may be able to find those and you know, install some of those clips and then try to figure out a way to hang the shutter to the clip, at least temporarily, so you can, you know, have an idea as to whether or not it looks good and you're happy with it before making that commitment. So look for those vinyl siding hanging, sliding clips, they're called, and maybe that will get you where you want to go. Or as Leslie said, best bet, learn Photoshop.
Well, the EPA has named indoor air pollution as one of the top 5 environmental risks to public health and tells us that indoor air can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside. But if you're thinking that they can't be talking about my house, well, they can, guys. They're talking about everybody's house, especially if you don't have the right kind of filter in your air conditioning system. We're going to sort out the options in today's smart spending tip presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, to start, you need to understand that there are basically 4 types of filters. The flat filters, which are the very basic ones made from fiberglass, they typically need changing on a monthly basis. And while these are going to capture dust, they don't handle the kind of contaminants that can make you miserable, like allergens.
All right, so next we've got extended media filters. Now, these use a particle filter and a small electrostatic charge to clean the air, and they do a much better job than a plain flat filter. And then there's also electronic filters. Now, these units use a high electrical charge to capture particles like a magnet, and they're extremely effective on small particles and perform about 30 times better than those flat filters do.
Yeah, and finally, let's talk about the UV filters, the ultraviolet filters. These are really effective at capturing particles and bacteria and viruses, and they're the kinds of filters that hospitals use to prevent diseases from being passed through the air. But keep in mind, the systems that the hospitals use, they're much more comprehensive than what you can put in a home. So it's not a perfect 100% solution, but it does do a good job of killing some of those particles. I really think that given all the options, a good quality electronic filter really does the best job.
Now, when it comes to installation, installing electronic or ultraviolet filters really are jobs that are best left to a pro because they need to be built into your existing HVAC system on the return side of that system. This way, the air is continually cleaned as it passes through the filter. And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Sam in South Carolina has a question about a counter. What can we do for you?
I have a countertop that I guess it's Formica on wood, and it comes up at the back, kind of rolls, you know, maybe it's a cove. Anyway, it rolls. It's about 3.5 inches up the wall. Yeah. And then it, you know, it rolls on the edge, too. I'm thinking Formica on wood. It was constructed and maybe 80. My question is, it expands and contracts away from this wall during different cycles of winter slash summer. And just a little bit, it pulls away from the wall. And I wondered, I always wanted to put like glass or tile as a backsplash up from it. But as it expands and contracts, there's no way to seal it next to the wall.
So first of all, you're talking about something that's called a post-formed countertop, but that's sort of rounded edge that sort of goes up and over. Now, what you can do is you can put in what's called a backer rod, which is like a foam tube that goes right, push it down behind the countertop in that space. That kind of takes up the gap. And then you could use a flowable caulk on top of that, which would stick to the wall of the countertop, and it would expand and contract as the house moved. But I do like your idea of the backsplash, and that sounds like a perfect application for that, right, Leslie?
Yeah, and you know, the small glass tiles really do look great on a backsplash, and they're really easy to install as a do-it-yourselfer because there's not a lot of cutting or snipping or shaping of tile to make it work for the puzzle that becomes the backsplash.
Fantastic. Now, what did you say to put in there?
So you want to use, there's a foam rod called a backer rod. It's like a thin foam tube that you'll find at home centers. And you kind of want to fill that up because if you just caulk the caulk, it's going to sort of fall down into that big gap. So you want to stuff something in there so the caulk sort of sits on top. And then you push it down just right below the surface, and then you caulk over that.
Great. Okay, that sounds like a perfect solution. I really appreciate that, and I'm looking forward to having it just much more attractive.
All right. Well, we're so glad we could help you out, and thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Michael, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have an AC coil that has an issue with it. It's positioned at an angle, air handler in my attic, and I believe this is so it would allow condensation to run down the baffles into a drain pan. But mine doesn't do that. The condensation simply drops off the baffles directly into the bottom of the air handler, not into the drain pan. Yeah, so I'm wondering if there's a spray coating or something I can add to it to make it cohesive, I mean, where the water will stick to it until it goes to the drain pan. I had the AC unit serviced last summer, and one of the technicians told me that he said the coating is worn off your baffles, and you just need to replace it.
It sounds to me like it's the kind of thing that's installed when the product is manufactured, not something that's added as an aftermarket. So is all the moisture dripping off of this as opposed to going, I mean, is most of the moisture getting to the drain pan, or is it all just sort of spilling off all over the place?
The drain pan is completely dry. It just drips directly from the baffles into the bottom of the air handler unit.
Rusting everything out, too.
It's rusting, and from the air intake down the hall, it finally built up enough where it was basically leaking.
And there's no clog of any of the drainage of this down to that pan? There's nothing that's backed up? Because very often some of that internal plumbing gets backed up.
No, it's there's nothing in the drain pan to drain out. It's completely dry. It doesn't drain down the baffles into the drain pan. It just drips directly into the bottom of the air handler. I wondered if just getting, I mean, I looked at, there's some cleaners you can go on and clean your coil with and things like that. And I suppose that may help. I don't know, but.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt, but the thing is you're not going to know until next summer.
Well, yeah. I mean, I could turn the AC down and you know, check it, you know, temporarily, but.
Now, it's kind of unusual, but what happens is sometimes technicians will see these same units over and over again because they're common to a particular area of the country or area of the state. And so they get accustomed to diagnosing this kind of defect over and over again. But unfortunately, I'm not aware of any type of coating that can replace what was probably put on when those blades were made originally.
Not the news I was looking for, but.
All right. Well, thanks for giving it a shot.
Yep. Thanks.
You got it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And coming up, when you run your dishwasher, are the dishes coming out dirtier than when they went in? Well, we're going to share some tips for keeping your dishwasher working properly when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Berks Construction Management is a local grading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
jobs better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. So, Leslie, I built a sliding board this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Is this for your big concrete project? Is that what happened?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm pretty sure if my kids were younger, they would be sliding by it as well. Yeah, so I've got 12,000 pounds of concrete that has to get down to the basement. I've got 260-pound bags.
Because I was thinking about your back. I was like, how the heck are you going to do this?
Oh, listen, I figured it out. I got a 2x12, and I nailed on a little rail to it so it would sort of like not fall off one side of it. And then I put it on the stairs against the other side, and it coated it with plastic. I basically wrapped it in polyethylene, and I have now got the most awesome basement sliding board. I drop the bags at the top, and they slide down the 12 or 13 steps and land perfectly at the bottom. So it's like a delivery system for 60-pound bags.
And did you try it out yourself?
No, I did not. But I did notice that every once in a while, a bag breaks open, but that's okay, because if I lose a little bit, believe me, it's worth it. Because you're right, if I had to carry down 260-pound bags, those stairs, on my knees, my back, I would have been miserable.
Could you imagine? I just kept thinking, I was like, I don't think your kids are around this weekend. I'm like, and you've got a big concrete project going on. I'm like, how are you managing this?
I'm telling you, it's working really well. So you can check out the video. It's on our social media at facebook.com/moneypit.
Maybe you can upload a bonus track there that shows you sliding down the slide just as you.
I don't think so. Wouldn't be pretty.
Marlise is on the line with a slippery window question. What's going on in your money pit?
My windows, I have two, and it's an add-on where you walk in, and they're probably about 7 feet long and 15 inches wide. They slid down, and the top has a two-inch gap where so air is just coming in. They're not the type you open. I heard you could put suction cups and try to pull them up or something.
So these windows, you say these windows slide, but they're not the kind that open? Well, that doesn't make sense to me.
No, they're not meant to slide.
Okay.
They're just in the wood frame, and they slid down like two-inch gap where the air is coming in.
Try to imagine what this looks like. The window's not meant to slide. Is this window meant to open at all?
No.
So it's a permanent solid pane that fits into a frame, and somehow it slipped out of the frame?
Yeah, they both slid down, I guess, in the wall somehow, or down the frame.
Is this a situation where the home is settling, do you think, or is it just that this window sash has moved out of the frame that was holding it?
It just slid down in the frame that was holding it.
This is a good time for you to take a photo of this window and post it to the Money Pit's Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit so we can look at it and comment on it. However, if it's a static window that was held into a wood frame and it's absolutely not intended to move or open ever, then I don't see why you couldn't slide it back up from whence it came and secure it in place mechanically with screws or nails or other types of fasteners, or brace it in place, or use a silicone caulk around the outside edge, which would have the same effect of holding it in place. As long as it's not designed to move whatsoever, then it's just a mechanical matter of getting it back in place and securing it there in a more permanent way. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, when you run your dishwasher, are your dishes coming out dirtier than when you put them in? Well, the culprit could be a clogged drain valve, and that's easy to fix. So your dishwasher drain valve, that should only open during the draining cycle. But if it's clogged, it's also going to let water out during the wash cycle. So you got to listen carefully during that wash cycle. And if you hear water flowing into the sink, then the drain valve is definitely clogged.
Now, also, check the bottom of your dishwasher for any buildup of food. Those little particles will break down and sit in there, and they can kind of clog things up. A lot of dishwashers have a ball-style check valve that can get gummed up, and that's going to prevent the dirty water from draining out of the unit. And to get it clear, here's a trick of the trade. Use a wet dry vac. It'll basically suck up any water and all of the food gunk, and you won't have to, like, pull it out and get your hands in there because it's kind of nasty. The bottom line is it's not hard. Just a couple of steps, your clogs will be fixed, your dishes will start coming out clean all over again with no need to call in a plumber. And Leslie, it occurs to me that we also promised to end the family argument about whether or not you have to pre-rinse the dishes, because the answer is a definite, it depends. The newer dishwasher, you do not, because there is a sensor in there that extends the length it runs, the length of time it runs when the dishes are dirtier. It kind of measures the muddiness of the water. It's called a turbidity sensor. But an older dishwasher, yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Scott, you've got the money pit. What's going on at your house?
Well, in the wintertime, we have a little mold around the windows, and I can't seem to alleviate it. So I was wondering if you guys had any ideas, mainly in the wintertime.
So the mold is going to form where you have moisture and you have a food source that's organic, which could be like wood trim, for example, or frankly, even dust can do that, and air, of course. So when you find the mold, what happens is very often people will just try to wipe it away, but they end up leaving residual pieces of it behind. So what I would suggest you do is to mix up a bleach and water solution where it's about, say, 25% bleach and about 75% water, and spray it lightly around that area, being careful to keep it away from drapes or anything like that that you're concerned about staining, and let it sit. And that will kill the spores that are behind the mold, and then you can wipe it off. If it's just a little bit, that's okay to do yourself without much risk of exposure. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I've done it before, but I've never let it sit any time. I've just sprayed it on and wiped it off.
That's generally what people do, and it makes a difference if you let it sit, because it has to sort of take effect and really kill what's there and then wipe it off.
That sounds pretty good. I can do that.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Well, it's the holidays and everybody is doing a lot of stuff around the kitchen, but what happens when the garbage disposer stops working? Do you call a plumber? Well, maybe not. We're going to share a super easy way to get it back in action next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files Podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast and Radio Show with tips on new products for fall home improvements.
Avoid the hassles of stripped screws with Tankbond Liquid Grip from DAP. When screws start to strip, adding just a single drop to the screw head delivers 7 times more grip instantly.
LL Flooring's Duravana Hybrid Resilient is a new category of flooring that's waterproof, durable, and extremely scratch and dent resistant. Plus, it's eco-friendly, looks like real hardwood, and is an easy DIY project to install.
Get your outdoor spaces ready for winter with battery-powered tools from Green Machine. The 16-inch chainsaw features a high-efficiency brushless motor, up to 45 minutes of runtime, and an auto-tensioning knob for optimal chain performance.
Upgrade your home heating system before winter with energy-efficient HVAC systems from LG. New LG Red technology delivers remarkable energy efficiency and comfort in even the coldest climates.
For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
The Money
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on? We are here to help.
Give us a call. Let us know what you're doing. You need help with a renovation, maybe a repair, maybe a holiday decorating project, like putting the ribbon in the tree. I know I keep mentioning that, but I just feel like I want to help people with it this year. Whatever it is you're working on this weekend or planning to tackle next weekend, give us a call now at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
And if you love listening to podcasts, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. For helpful how-to tips in every episode, follow us at moneypit.com/podcast. Or sign up wherever you get your pods.
Sarah in Iowa needs some help with a carpeting project. Tell us what you're working on.
I have a house built in 1975, and when it was built, they installed this carpet in the breakfast, kitchen, and unfortunately bathroom areas, and it's glued down. It's really low pile, almost like linoleum.
Is it on a wood floor or is it concrete?
It's just on the wood subfloor, and I did try to scrape it out of the little bathroom area that we had, and it took hours and hours of hand scraping, and I probably did some damage to the subfloor in doing it.
Well, the subfloor is not a finished floor, right? It's a 1974 house, probably plywood, is that correct?
Yes, it's plywood.
So can you pull up the carpet part itself, obviously leaving the glue behind, but will the carpet part peel off?
If I pull up the carpet part itself, what gets left behind is this black spongy gunk that I can kind of scrape off, and then the bottom part of the block is glued onto the floor.
What I want you to do is to pull the carpet up, and then I want you to put a new piece of subfloor down on top of that using quarter-inch Luan plywood. It's very inexpensive, and it's the easiest way to get back to a surface that you can work with. I would not try to remove the glue from the subfloor. It's just not worth it. It's a rather impossible job. So I would just, you know, opt for a smooth surface by adding another layer of subfloor on top of that. And then whatever you want to put on top of that, you can, whether it's more carpet or whether it's laminate or tile or whatever. But just pull up the carpet because you don't want to sandwich carpet in between this. Pull the carpet up, then you'll just be sandwiching the old glue, and that'll be fine, okay?
Okay, fantastic.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, an easy way to cut down on food waste at home is to install a garbage disposer. You can send leftover fruit and potato peels, veggie stubs, and all kinds of other waste right down the drain. And for most of us that have one, it's one of those appliances that once you do have it, you never want to be without it again.
True, but with all the cooking that goes on over the holidays, it turns out that this is also the reason for disposers to get clogged and stuck now more than ever.
Yeah, but the good news here, guys, is that there's no reason to pay a plumber holiday rates to come and fix it.
Yeah, that's right. So here's how you do this yourself. First, you turn off the power. And I mean at the breaker, not at the little light switch, if that's how you turn on power to this thing. Turn it off at the breaker. Then you will probably find that when you bought your disposer, there was a really big, heavy Allen wrench that came with it. The reason for that is just this, to help free it up. There's going to be a socket for the Allen at the bottom of the disposer, all the way in the sink cabinet. Get a light, look upside down, and you will see it. And if you stick that wrench in there, you can work the disposer back and forth until whatever is jamming it has freed up. Then reset the breaker, turn on some water, and run it through. You'll find that it works just fine. And by the way, aside from the breaker that is in your main electric panel, most disposers also have a breaker of their own, which is a tiny switch also mounted on the bottom of that disposer. It's usually red, and it's usually like a little circle switch, like maybe a quarter of an inch wide. That might also have to be reset. But remember, don't stick that Allen wrench in unless all the power is off of the unit, because you do not want it to kick on with that thing stuck. It'll fly off and can hurt you. So just be careful, but it's definitely an easy fix.
Yeah, and guys, if you want to stop this from happening again, don't put tough foods in like bones or shrimp shells, hard rinds like a pumpkin or a watermelon. And if you want to keep everything smelling fresh, you can run citrus peels through that disposer. So lots of things to be careful of, you know, not putting in, and a nice thing to put in to make that whole kitchen smell citrusy and lovely.
James in Ohio is on the line with a heating question. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, hi. I was calling in. I have a older home built in 1968, and I was wondering if it'd be easier to install an electric furnace instead of having the baseboard heat, or possibly getting one of the outdoor units that mount high on your wall.
Do you have natural gas or propane or oil in your area?
Maybe natural gas.
Yeah, that would be the way to go. I mean, if you're going to go through trouble of putting a furnace in, I would definitely not put in an electric furnace, because that is the most expensive way to provide heat to your house. I would suggest a high-efficiency natural gas furnace. I mean, the installation expense is going to be similar if you're putting a new furnace in, but the ongoing cost to run it will be a lot lower.
Will I incur more cost because for the ductwork? Because I have plaster walls instead of drywall.
Well, if you're going to put an electric furnace in, you're going to have to do the ductwork anyway. So the ductwork is there whether or not you use an electric furnace or a gas furnace. And it really depends on how creative your HVAC contractor is, but that's a fixed cost. If you're going to go through trouble of ducting out your house, which is going to add to its value, I definitely would recommend gas. And typically the gas companies don't charge to bring gas up to your house, so they'll bring the line up and put a meter in, because now you're going to be their customer forever, and they're very happy about that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, brought to you by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you'll want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app, so download it today. Coming up, if you're only using your microwave to heat up leftovers, you might be missing out on some other very handy usage. We're going to share some tips when we come back.
Live in a body pit.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Details.
good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on your home improvement projects and solve those do-it-yourself dilemmas.
Benjamin chose to write into the Money Pit, and he says, I recently painted my bathroom ceiling with white mold and mildew-proof paint. The ceiling was clean and not primed prior to painting, and the instructions indicated it wasn't necessary to prime. A few weeks later, the paint started to completely peel off the ceiling. About 60% of the ceiling has completely peeled off. Should I prime prior to repainting?
Yeah, but unfortunately, now you have to get rid of all of that loose paint. You know, Leslie, I think that there's been such a rush to put products out there that are paint and primer in one. They're not always the best choice. I mean, you think you're saving a step, but I feel like you're giving up some of that adhesion that you really need the primers to do. You really need them to stick to those old surfaces, especially in a bathroom where you got years and years of moisture and mineral deposits from water that's evaporated and left all those salts behind. And that's why we hear about so many problems like this just in bathrooms, right?
I mean, it's really amazing. We had a small leak in the attic in the air handler. And the water was just leaking and leaking and leaking. And it's amazing how quickly all of that extra moisture can just destroy a bathroom ceiling. So you've got to remove all of that, you know, yucky paint and things that are peeling off. And you've got to get it down to a nice surface. You have to make sure that that bathroom is dry, dry, dry. I mean, run that dehumidifier all the time. Run that fan, the vent fan, keep it dry in there. And then prime that ceiling once everything is prepped nicely. Let it dry well. Make sure, again, it's super dry, no moisture. And then put your top coat ceiling paint on, which is also a different adhesion level too, right, Tom?
Yeah, and in a bathroom, those paints also have a mildicide built in. So that's also another advantage of using paint that's designed for kitchen and bath.
Yeah, I hope that helps you out because a bathroom ceiling, once it starts to look yucky, it kind of really starts looking yucky quickly. But it does take a little bit of elbow grease, and I promise you that bathroom ceiling is going to be fantastic in no time.
Well, if the only thing you use your microwave for is to heat up leftovers, you might be missing out on some other very handy uses. Leslie shares some tips for just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. It's actually a much more useful appliance than I knew, Les.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it really is great, a microwave, to heat up those leftovers and, you know, make popcorn. But there's a lot of other things that you can do. Did you know that you can disinfect your sponge and get rid of that funky smell with the microwave? All you have to do is soak the sponges in a water and vinegar mix and then zap them for a minute. And you can also do the same with a cutting board, but you want to rub a little lemon on it, heat it for a minute, and then all of those germs from cutting up that raw chicken are gone. Goodbye. Now, if you ever find that you've got a honey jar and it looks like a crystallized solid mess, you can bring it back to life on medium power for 30 seconds. And you can also cut grilling time by heating potatoes for 2 minutes and bell peppers for 1 minute before you put them on the grill. You just want to make sure that when you take them out of the microwave, you use some oven mitts because things can get super duper duper hot in there and you want to make sure you don't get a burn. Now, another great tip is to use your microwave to warm up citrus fruits. Not only is this going to help release the juice when you're using them in a recipe, but it also helps release the oils in the skin. So for zesting or for flushing out that pleasant scent when you're just displaying the citrus fruit in a pretty bowl, whatever it is, it all makes it very nice and it smells wonderful, which is great as a natural air freshener.
Coming up next time on The Money Pit, a new tile backsplash can really wake up a tired kitchen. I mean, in fact, tiling projects are not that difficult, and they can deliver instant appeal to your home. We're going to share some that are easy for DIYers to get done on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit. Redding Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Thursday nights to catch your favorite pro team on any of our 12 TV screens and giant 12-foot projection screen inside overtime. Enjoy game day bites every Thursday from 5 p.m. until the end of the game. What is better than football? Enjoying the game with nachos, wings, pizza, and your favorite pint. Come get your fingers messy at Overtime Bar every Thursday night. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, see windriver.com.
Redding Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.